Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou.
Hello, everybody. My name is Faye.
And this is Andrew.
Thanks for joining us today. We have some really interesting topic lined up for you. Should we feel guilty about using AI for communication at the workplace? And on top of that, we will dive into whether professionals in the creativity arts feel threatened by AI and whether that fear is justified.
Let's dive right in here, Faye. So at the moment, certainly at Wellington International Primary, we're really driving the skills, the digital skills with our pupils. We've now got them with one-to-one devices, and we're trying to build collaboration, digital collaboration amongst the pupils to enhance critical thinking skills and other areas too. I wanted to focus in on one aspect of that, and that is the idea of using software such as obviously Microsoft Word. There's a lot of talk now about the idea that, okay, one way you can easily integrate technology with your one-to-one devices is to get them to write up their published pieces of work instead of, you know, always doing it handwritten. And obviously Word, we all know, has many self-corrective functions. It will automatically underline words that you misspell or grammar mistakes that you make. And it will even offer suggestions now on how you can improve clarity of sentences. I'm just wondering, as we kind of move towards a more and more digital age, with these sort of self-correcting functions and now even more so with things like Microsoft Copilot, are we edging closer to an age where much of the writing will become almost entirely automated? And if it does that, then is that going to mean that we're going to lose the learning aspect of actually learning to write? We're going to be taking a shortcut. And as a result, pupils, it'll be more efficient. They'll be able to get their ideas down. But when you take that technology away, if they become too reliant on it, is that not going to hinder their progress in, for example, English learning? So I have a question really on the back of all of that. And that is that, has writing by hand become more important than ever?
Andrew, that's a very interesting question, and it made me really think about the autocorrection functions as a small example of AI or some artificial intelligence involved. I think I have two things maybe can help us to be more clear, at least for me to be understood better. First of all, one example I can share with you is when I was a primary school boy long time ago, and we used to have the Chinese calligraphy writing practice once a week. We're going to use a very small brush looking like a pen, dip into ink, and write down some keywords on a very soft paper.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have seen it in the Chinese New Year celebration everywhere.
I've seen in malls, right? They have calligraphy classes sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was a mandatory task for all the Chinese students long time ago. But because right now the reality does not require lots of people to actually write anything, this class, this art has slowly faded away in the education system. And now the students look at it as art, as something almost like a painting skills, more than a way to communicate, like write a letter to each other. So I think my point here is the reality actually backfired the education system. If in the future all the job required AI somehow, somewhat in different ways, then we should prepare our children to learn how to utilize AI to the maximum point. But speaking of that, I actually feel ashamed. I was heavily reliant on autocorrection every time when I use my iPhone. I'm a Chinese learning English. So many long, complicated words, I still don't know how to spell them. I'm so sorry to say that. And then having the autocorrection in my phone actually in the end make things more smoother. I enjoyed it, but I feel like I should do better. I should not rely on autocorrection that much. And if there's any point I can talk to the me 10 years ago, I would tell myself, please practice spelling more. It's a little bit embarrassing to see adult teachers sometimes misspell some words in front of the children.
Do you think that that has stemmed from your over-reliance on autocorrective functions? Or is that... or not? What do you think that is?
I think at this moment on the podcasting purely talk about as experienced adult, not really inform the children, I think I feel ashamed. I should not rely on auto correction that much.
Okay. I think I can extract from what you said there that, so you're saying on one hand, if in the future jobs are going to entail the use of AI and, you know, perhaps speech recognition and all these things, it's going to make handwriting and writing by hand redundant anyway. So why don't we just get on board and start utilizing those tools in the classroom? I'm still unsure as to whether or not, and perhaps this is a discussion we could pick up on during another podcast, whether or not that actually, if we, the more and more we do that and we take away from that sort of, from writing by hand, as we've always done, is that actually going to hinder the learning of for pupils, especially in subjects, language subjects, especially? But because they'll become too reliant on the digital tools, and as a result, they won't make the mistakes they need to make in order to grow from them. But I think that that's quite a meaty topic, and we can perhaps pick up on that on another podcast. I did want to switch gears a little bit in this moment, if that's okay. I came across some stats on AI's impact on the creative arts, and they're pretty eye-opening. So apparently up to 30% of creative tasks could be automated with today's technology. And by 2025, so what's that, a year and a half away? 2025.
Very soon, actually.
Yeah, AI could replace up to 85 million jobs across all fields. But get this, 97 million new jobs could also be created. So I'm wondering, should creatives be worried about AI, or is this an opportunity for new and exciting roles? Which way should people be looking at this? What do you think, Faye?
First of all, I'm shocked a little bit by how big those numbers are. 85 million and more, 30% of the creative task will be replaced. I think there's definitely two ways to look at it, but I'm trying to talk about that as a person, as a normal person. Let me see if this makes sense. As you and me, some very ordinary person, I sometimes pop out new ideas. I want to paint something, or I have some interesting ideas of I would take a photo of something cool, represent something more. But the thing is, I don't have those professional painting skills, or I don't have such expensive camera set to do something. There are so many people very good at playing guitar, playing piano, mix up music to make a proper song. I don't have that skill, but I do sometimes pop out some music in my mind, think about, oh, that could be a very collective song. Think about as a perspective of a normal person, I actually appreciate AI could actually help me to achieve something I could never done before. So if you talk about lots of people lose their job, well, if I can be really critical and dark, I would say maybe you're not being replaced. You are just not good enough to be still there.
That's a bold take. I think you're onto something. I mean, throughout history, technology has always disrupted the job market, right? And people have adapted to AI no differently. It's a tool that you can use to enhance creativity, but it shouldn't, in my opinion, be seen as a threat. And as you mentioned, it's opening doors for people who have ideas, but maybe lack the technical skills to bring them to life. And that's powerful, because that's suddenly a much wider audience. I mean, some jobs, they may disappear, but I think that also creates room for new roles to emerge. Right now, AI can't replicate human emotion or original thought, but who knows? Who knows what the future holds? Did you know, Faye, some experts predict that AI could start understanding and mimicking emotions in the next decade or two, but even then, it won't match genuine human experience. So I say, let's embrace this change and focus on what makes us uniquely human. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Andrew. I agree with you. I think, sometimes at this moment, I really was just having that illusion. Let's see, and in the reality, where AI going to take us to. Again, I think we almost come to another topic, which can be too big to talk about today. I think somehow we'll definitely talk about what's AI going to do to teachers, to schools in the future somewhere.
Definitely. I think, yeah, I touched on it there, didn't I, with understanding and mimicking emotions possibly in the next decade. I mean, that's often the argument for why AI won't replace teachers, is because they don't have the emotional or the empathy in order to do so. But if they catch up in those areas, do we really become redundant then?
I think we can sleep on that point for a longer time. Okay, well, I think that's all for this episode of ANI today due to the time limit. And thanks for joining us. Don't forget to turn it in next time. And we are waiting for your feedback. And then please share this audio with your friends.
Until then, keep learning and keep creating.